The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hey everyone, thank God it is Friday. Thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I am the Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss on the show, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We are also on Facebook at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our page to get updates and see what is happening. So how are we all doing out there today? Driving home or maybe in your house or just getting over this week? I must admit, I'm a little bit exhausted today. It's been a super busy week with nonstop activity. I love it, because I run off of that energy. But sometimes you really can just have too much going on. So I equated this week to being on a treadmill that's running at top speed and not being able to find the stop button. So, it's all good, but I'm definitely happy for the weekend, and I need to bring it down a bunch of notches and just enjoy. So it's weird today to be in the studio alone. For the past several weeks, I've had guests or I've had phone-in guests that have called in. So I'm running solo, and God, that's how I did it for most of the time. And even speaking of that, it's almost a year that I've been doing the radio show, and I can't believe it's been that long already. So it's pretty wild how time flies. But I've had several guests over the past few weeks with topics ranging from entrepreneurship, cryptocurrency investing, buying or refinancing a home, investing in REITs, etc. So if you missed any of the shows, you could always listen to them on my website, financialchickshow.com, or under the media tab, or you can go to my YouTube channel at Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. So just to mix it up a little bit today, and again, I guess I feel a little bit alone, I'm going to open up the phones. If anybody has a question, things on your mind, just want to chat, give a call here to the office. The number here is 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. So if you want to chat, like I said, give a call. If you have any financial questions, let's discuss. But it is good to be back in the studio today. I taped my show last week because we had a very special event happen last Friday. If you're like me, you love feel-good stories, and this was definitely one of them. My husband's dad had a previous marriage which produced a son. So my husband knew that he had a half-brother out there somewhere, but was never able to find him, for various reasons. He tried and failed, wasn't able to locate him. So if you've been listening to the show, you know that we were renovating our bathroom. So we were in a retail home improvement store looking for a vanity when I received an instant message via Facebook Messenger. So I quickly read it, and I was thinking, it was a Nigerian prince asking for my hand in marriage or possibly money. You know how that goes. But realized that this message was legit and possibly could have been from my husband's brother that he had never met. So I couldn't believe it. It was insane. And then I'm like, what should I do? Like, we're in the store. Should I tell him now? Should I wait till we get home? But this is not something that you can really kind of hold out on. So I did tell him. So I said, this could possibly be you know, my husband's brother. And, you know, this is the guy that he's always wanted to meet, and this could possibly be happening. So it was a pretty emotional and pretty deep situation. So I must give props to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, because this was the media that enabled my husband and his brother to connect. So how cool is that? That's pretty cool. I mean, you know, Facebook, it's, you know, there's the good, the bad, the ugly. It's good for reconnecting and getting together with people and everything. But, you know, there's the bad parts. But this was certainly one of the good parts. So we learned that his brother, David, was married and has three children. My husband and I both have really small families, so we were excited to possibly have the chance to increase our family. That would be pretty neat. So last Friday, which was why I taped my show and wasn't here live, but I'm back today, David and his family came to Long Island to meet our family. So that was so awesome and so special. We had such a great time enjoying all that Long Island has to offer: pizza, garlic knots, the beach, and dinner at Local Burger in Patchogue. So it was only a day and a half, but we did a lot of things and felt like we have known each other for years. So it was definitely closure for both of the brothers, and to have the chance to finally meet and get to know each other. So my husband now actually has two brothers, because he has a brother, you know, a biological brother, and now his half brother, which we made a big joke that makes him a middle child now, down from being the oldest child. So that was kind of funny. But we both very happily gained a sister-in-law, two nieces, and a nephew. So, you know, you never know what life is going to hand to you. It just is amazing. So this was a really cool present from the universe, and we look so much forward to seeing them again soon, and maybe next time in their hometown, which is actually Atlanta, Georgia. So pretty, pretty cool. So that was the feel-good story, but back to the financial stuff. I don't know, and speaking with people lately, I think everybody started off the show saying that I've been exhausted, and everybody I'm speaking to is kind of feeling the same way. Things are crazy. There's so much pent-up demand for so many things due to the pandemic. You know, the people are just running around trying to play catch-up, whether that's trying to buy or sell a house. They're catching up with friends for dinner. They're planning vacations, or just trying to get their financial affairs in order, which, of course, that's where I come in. This is where I'm seeing a lot of demand. Fortunately, in my industry, we do not have any supply issues, so we have been very busy. So when I talk about supply issues, we're seeing that in a lot of places, especially my husband's in, he moves cars. He has a car carrier and delivers cars from the auctions to the dealerships. And there's not a lot of cars. So if you go to get a rental car, you're paying through the nose. If you want to buy a car, you're having a hard time doing that also, because of the computer chips, or the chips for these vehicles are just not there. And hence, and it was supply of many things. They're just not really building cars at the level of demand that people are needing cars, which of course is making things expensive too. So, but you know, back on the financial side, it's really encouraging that people are taking control of their financial lives right now, because honestly, in the end, it really is up to you to make it happen. And as a financial advisor, it's my job to help you to navigate those waters and to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time. So there was an interesting statistic that came out this morning that they said that there is over $3 trillion. So let me repeat that, $3 trillion. I don't know if most of us can actually wrap our heads around that, but there's $3 trillion sitting in cash right now. And when I say cash, it could be, you know, savings or checking or money markets or CDs. So this is in part due to the stimulus payments that have been coming out, and really people not being able to do things. So I'm trying to get to people before they start doing a lot of things. If you do have a lot of money saved up at this point, this is the time. If you have those goals, you have a goal to maybe pay down your mortgage, or save for the kids' education, or put more money toward retirement, whatever it may be, this is the time to capitalize on that and do that. So, you know, that's probably the most of the calls that I'm getting right now from people that are identifying that they do have a lot of money in the bank, that they're not getting a lot of interest on it. So they're looking for alternatives. So that is something that I can help you to maximize. I mean, let's be honest, we work really hard for our money, right? I mean, we work and we toil, and you're trying to fit the personal life with the business life. Let your money work as hard as you do. And, you know, you can make money on your money. And that's something that I help my clients do based on their goals and their aspirations. So call me to find out. You know, the biggest thing, and most people don't call or don't or don't want to address it because it's overwhelming. And I relate it to computers or cars. Like, you know, I can use the computer, I can use the car, but as soon as the car or the computer fail to work properly, like, I'm out. So then I got to call a professional. So I say to you, do the same thing. You know, if you're not sure what's going on, or you know, sometimes it's what we don't know can hurt us. So find out what you should be doing or how you should be doing it, and I can be the one to help you do that. So this is The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom. The company is Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. So feel free to contact me at 631-758-8691 or reach me at financialchickshow.com and just ask a question. You know, we'll get back to you and give you a call. We offer a free consultation, but be open to finding some alternatives. And if it's not right for you, that's fine too. So stay tuned after the break. We're going to talk more about what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the markets. We'll talk a little bit about capitalism. Sometimes that's a bad word, but we'll make it sound pretty nice. So let's go to the commercial breaks, but stay tuned and come back and we'll talk soon. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So we're just kind of shooting the breeze today. You know, again, if you want to give a call into the studio, you can. The number is 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. So let's talk a little bit about the market. So it's been an interesting week, right? So we started off on Monday and everybody thought that it was going to be Armageddon. Well, it felt like it on Monday because everything kind of took a hit. You know, the Dow, the Bitcoin actually, well, went below 30,000. So that was like a big number. It's all about numbers in this industry. And, you know, one of the things that I try to help my clients to do is not to invest with emotion. And it's so easy to do that because, you know, what's the biggest fear? I'm going to lose everything or lose most of everything. And, you know, it's a scary thing. So Monday, everything looked really dire. And, you know, of course, the media helps to infiltrate or to start all of these things that, oh, this could be the start of the downturn. And, you know, everybody's got an opinion, so to speak. So it's just really making sure that you've got your goals, you've got your situation the way it needs to be, and just staying tuned, you know, or just staying where you are, but making adjustments when you need to. The bottom line is on Monday, things were down. Tuesday, almost everything came back. And then on Wednesday, we pretty much were back and we're hitting all-time highs again. So to take a look at, now these numbers are stats as of last Friday, but the numbers are insane. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones, and the NASDAQ, which are domestic or U.S. indices, which we match our investments to say, how are we doing? How are we not doing? Year to date, 16% for the S&P, the Dow's up about 14% and the NASDAQ about 12%. Year over year, 36, 32, 38. So we're doing extremely well. So if the market takes a pullback, you know, it will, and it can happen. But we're watching all of those things. Had a meeting with a client today in the office, and you know, the biggest concern was like, well, I don't want to get into the market. It's so high. What am I going to do? This is not, you know, I'm nervous. I don't want to lose everything, you know, with the administration and things that may happen. And there's always the noise that's going to be out there all the time. But the bottom line is that there's always opportunity also. So if you listened last week, we had a real estate investment trust company that came to the studio. And this is an area, they're in the hospitality arena. So there's different types of real estate investment trust, but they were in hospitality. This is an area that's really kind of moving. Not that I'm intimating purchasing hospitality right now, but the bottom line is that this is definitely an area that with people traveling, I'm here at the airport, I see a lot of movement. I mean, certainly a whole heck of a lot more than I had seen many months ago. The parking lot's full. So people are traveling. People need to stay places. And there's always an opportunity. You know, the good companies will take the bull by the horns and make it happen. So a lot of the hotels for people that couldn't really work from home but needed to work from home, they house people in the hotels to work and do their business. So that's, you know, it's really just innovative companies will always make it. So just as a quick update. The top equity sectors this year, which is very interesting, is number one is energy, and that's up about almost 32% this year. Now, if you're investing in the energy sector, you're doing good. When you have to fill up your car or your SUV, or get oil for the home, not so much in the summer, but that's all up. So that's very high. So it's like, you know, there's good and bad in every scenario. Second best sector is real estate, up at about 29% year to date. Again, we're seeing houses, you know, you put your house on the market and people are throwing more money at you because they want that house. A lot of movement in that industry. But again, everything that goes up comes down, but we're still in a heated moment right now, and that will probably last for a while. And the last, the third out of the three best sectors is financials. So those are the banks and mortgage companies and things like that. So again, that follows the story of what's going on right now. Bottom three sectors, the worst performing sector, or the third worst performing, is consumer discretionary. Now that happened to be the second best last year. So consumer discretionary, for those that are not aware, is things that we don't particularly need. Like we don't need a hot tub. We don't need a pool. We don't need a Prada bag or, you know, a Michael Kors handbag, all of those different things. We like them, but it's discretionary things. Second worst performing sector was utilities. And just to give you an idea, the consumer discretionary is up 10.6, so as the worst, that's really not a terrible thing. Utilities at 7.3, and the worst performing sector, which is so interesting, is consumer staples. Now, consumer staples, as opposed to consumer discretionary, consumer staples are the things that we do need. So consumer staples are food, water, shelter, and apparently toilet paper. We saw that last year, didn't we? But a couple of things, how could it be the worst performing sector for things that we need, right? Very interesting. But perhaps everybody really stocked up on that toilet paper and all of those food and can items that they're not buying them this year. Who knows? I mean, it's just kind of an interesting thing. But the bottom line is that there's always winners and there's always losers. But if you're doing you know, your due diligence and diversifying your assets, you're definitely going to make it through the rain. And like this, the couple that I had in my office today, you know, rolling over some money that he had, and he was a little nervous. We're employing a program called dollar cost averaging. So instead of saying, all right, let's just throw it all in the market now, let's roll over and put it into the portfolio. Instead of that, we're putting into a safe place and moving into the market slowly for 6 months or a year. Every client's a little bit different. So you could do it over a period of time. So what we're doing there is giving ourselves the opportunity to take advantage of downfalls in the market if they do happen over the next 6 months to a year. If we commit today and the market goes down the next day, not so good, right? But if you put money in over a little bit of, you know, a small amount of money from the total amount, a little bit every month, if the market pulls back, we can go get a call and I'll say, listen, we got bargains. It's like, you know, when you go to the supermarket and you can get your tuna fish on sale, do you buy the regular price one or the one on sale? Same thing. So we haven't seen that opportunity in the market too much lately, but I am sure in the near future we will. So the point is it's always time to invest. And the other part is you don't need a lot of money to invest. I have people that are starting with $50 a month, $100 a month just to get started, whether it's in a Roth or just a regular investment. I'm seeing people start stock portfolios just because they want to kind of, you know, wean into just maybe move away from like a mutual fund, but do something. They've always wanted to invest in Tesla or let's say, or Amazon and just try it. The fun money, we call it. We have your secure money and we have your fun money because stocks can be a little bit more volatile. We'll go into that another day. But I wanted to talk a little bit about another stat that came across my desk this week was about, well, the question was, have a better idea? 54% of young adults ages 18 to 24 surveyed in June of 2021 this year have a negative view of capitalism. And the source of this was SurveyMonkey. So I also ran across this this little story, which I thought was cute. I don't even know if it's really like a real story, but it kind of brings home the fact about capitalism and how it works. So a guy looked at my airplane, again, being at the airport, this is kind of poignant. A guy looked at my airplane the other day and said, I wonder how many people I could have fed for the price of that airplane. I replied, I'm not sure. It fed a lot of families at the Dassault factory where it was built. I'm sure it fed a bunch of families that rolled the aluminum at the Alcoa factory. It surely fed a lot of people at the Honeywell factory where the experts built the turbines. It fed a whole company for a few weeks when I had them build me a new interior. It feeds the families of the linemen that fuel it. That's the difference between capitalism and welfare mentality. When you buy something, you put money in people's pockets and give them dignity for their skills. When you give someone something for nothing, you rob them of their dignity and self-worth. Capitalism is freely giving your money in exchange for something of value. Socialism is taking your money against your will and shoving something down your throat that you never asked for. So really, capitalism works. And even for the people that feel negatively about it, I'm sure you get your Starbucks, you drive your car, you get your fuel, you buy groceries. Capitalism is the core of our society and our environment. And it is a great thing. You know, we always hear that a job well done. It really does make sense. And when we get something for free versus paying for something, there definitely is a difference. We don't value it as much. So that's my imported wisdom for today. So we're getting to the end of the show, but I want to thank my buddy Mike, the engineer, for always making my show sound great. Stay tuned for the show after mine. We have two gentlemen, Johnny Ova and Jason. They are from Sound of Heaven. And if you need some spiritual guidance or education, these guys are awesome. So stay tuned for their show. And I'll be here next week. So have a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing you, or not seeing you, but being with you next Friday. Have a good one.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.